Bible with you, Mark chapter 2. Let me say it's a blessing and a privilege to be here. I was supposed to be back in the summer with my son, preach one service, and I was supposed to preach the other, and I got deathly sick at that time, and I couldn't go nowhere. I was my wife had to leave me around like a little pup for about 8 to 10 weeks there. I had shingles that got inside my ear, paralyzed my face, and I couldn't see, I couldn't drive, I was messed up, and I had Bell palsy real bad, but the Lord's let me get over most of it. Now, if you see me stagger a little bit, I'm not on opioids. And since I got saved, I tried to cut back on the liquor drinking, but I'm all kidding aside, my balance is a little out of whack. I still kind of wobble when I walk, but anyhow, and plus I'm getting older. I'm 68. I was 68 last Monday.
Amen. Amen.
Glad to have my wife with me. 39 years I've been married to this dear lady, and do have one son. He's 36 years old, and he came and preached here some time back. We got two little grandsons. I guess he had them with him, and they're wonderful, them little boys. One of them's 9. One of them's 5. We don't whip them at my house. They may die in the lecture chair, but I can't whoop them, granddaddy. Anyway, I appreciate the privilege of being here. I'm not a pastor. I'm not really a church evangelist. I preach in prisons all over the country. I've been doing it for 25 years. Go to about 30, 35 penitentiaries, hold revival meetings. Far west is the state of Missouri. Far north is Delaware. They used to go to Mexico. Some we did in California, but we've gotten older and things got so expensive we can't hardly do all that anymore. But that's what I do, the main thrust of what I do. So I got that little advertisement in there. Amen. And thank God for folks that help me. I'm going to read a few verses and trust the Lord to help me this morning. Before I read these verses, the brother was teaching Sunday school about Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's not no mediator. We have one mediator between man and God, and that's the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm like him. She should be respected for the fact that God thought so much of her that he used her as a vessel to bring God into this world.
Yep.
And I got to thinking about her. You can no more be saved than not know God's in you, no more than she could be begotten of the Holy Ghost and have the Lord in her womb.
Amen.
Amen. So she knowed that. Yep. Women, when they get impregnated, they know things are different.
Yep.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new.
Right.
You got to ask somebody you're saved, you're not. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, you know that. You cannot have God in you and not know it.
Amen.
I'm going to do it right there. That's not my message, but I got thinking about that. You know, at first, maybe a woman may not realize she's with child at first. But then her appetite changes.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. She'll wake you up about 3 o'clock in the morning wanting Reese's cups. That's what my wife wanted. That's why my boy weighed 10 pounds, 2 ounces, just a big Reese cup. Amen. And by the way, the clothes that she wore before she was with child, they didn't fit her no more. When you get saved, you change.
Right,
you change on the inside, and it shows up on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. We having the time now. Hallelujah. Well, we'll leave that alone. I thought I'd get that out there somehow. It don't really fit what I'm going to preach, but I thought I'd throw that out there. People need to be sure they're saved.
Yes.
There's not anybody in Knoxville, Tennessee, don't believe that Jesus was born.
Right. Right.
Amen. You can believe in Jesus Christ as a baby and still go to hell.
Right.
Amen. They believe he died. You can believe he died and still die and go to hell. And they can believe he's resurrected. We do that on Easter.
Yeah.
As Christians and heathens do that other stuff. But we believe he resurrected. I believed all that when I was shooting dope in my arm, snorting it up my nose, cussing every breath. I believe in the virgin birth of Christ.
Amen.
And I believed in the bodily resurrection of Christ. Amen. Amen. But I was on my way to hell.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. You can believe all them historical facts, biblical facts. But until you get born again, mm-hmm. till you make him or allow him to be Lord in your life.
Amen.
Amen. You humbly repent and bow your face and cry out from your heart, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm just trying to say a lot of folks, amen, they go through all this stuff, but they don't know Christ.
Yes.
I'm glad I know him this morning in a personal way. And I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just telling you, you can be a Baptist, baptized. Amen. You can eat wafers and amen, drink wine, think it turned to the blood of Christ, and eat a little wafer and think it's the flesh of Christ. That's what Catholicism teaches.
Yep.
Biggest cult in the world, Catholicism.
Yep.
This dear brother, thank God he got saved out
Amen.
Of that. Amen. Well, you can do all that. Amen.
Yep,
well, we're going to leave that alone. I killed the meat and dead in a hammer right there.
Hallelujah.
I'm good at that. I really am. I wish I could sing and play music. If you can sing, play a little music, you can get the thing back up in the air. But when I shoot the wings off of something, it crashes. That's me. But, my wife's looking at me and said, why are you starting out like that? But here, let me read these verses and see what the Lord will do for us from his word. Mark chapter 2 and verse 1. Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, and so much there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which is born before. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, when he had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of this in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye things, these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, you'd help us with these thoughts this morning. Preach, help us have the right attitude, the right spirit to deliver these thoughts with. Use us for your glory and a help to these that's here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This very familiar portion of Scripture. There's not anybody that's very faithful to church that has not heard preaching and things taught from this portion of Scripture. It's always a new truth if you study something
amen.
New. Seemed like to me, things you say, well, no, why didn't I think of that sooner? Well, you couldn't until God showed it to you.
Amen.
You ever wonder why he didn't get saved before he got saved? I never did think about it until I thought about it. Missed some of you on that. Have you ever asked yourself, could I have gotten saved before I got saved? If you could have, why didn't you? I don't have the answer. I just thank God I got in, ain't you?
Amen. That's true.
Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draw him.
Yep.
You can't hardly explain that. I can't hardly explain it. One day I was in the dark, next day the light got turned on.
Amen.
Salvation's of the Lord. Like the dear lady that sang a while ago, she said, I can't explain it. I just know it's happened to me. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Amen. I can't explain it. I'm just glad it got in. I trust you probably can't explain it no more than I can.
Yeah.
So we're not going to dwell there long. We'll all be confused about it. Hallelujah. Amen. But here in this story here, you know, when I first got called to preach, and I'm not no great preacher by any means, but I thought, look out, world, here I come. Surely I'll be like Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost, and I'll preach one sermon. Have 3,000 say, well, that ain't never happened. Amen for me, but amen. And then the book of Acts said a few days later, a little while later, 5,000 more believed and was added to the church. I thought 3,000 one day and 5,000 a few more days later, surely I'd make the front page of the soul of the Lord.
Yeah.
But amen, but that ain't never happened to me. But You know, the Bible said with the salt of the earth, that the salt's lost and said with it shall be salted, is this for good for nothing, be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. He said with the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and give a light unto all that's in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. You know, when God saved us, he left us here to be salt.
Right.
Salt. Amen. Right. Salt makes people thirsty.
Yep. Right.
Amen. Doctors right. say it's not good. The Bible said it's good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Word of God, ain't you? Right. Amen. Right. Doc told me not to use salt. I like to, my food to look like it snowed on top of them, don't you? Amen. I've been taking blood pressure pills since I was in my late 30s, so when I eat too much salt, I take an extra pill. Hallelujah. Amen. That fixes. Ain't that the way we think? But the truth of the matter is, you know, salt, a Christian that ain't trying to make somebody thirsty for Christ is good for nothing. Now, I was good for nothing when I was lost, but I hate to be a good for nothing saved person.
Amen.
Amen. He said, with the lie of the world, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it in a bushel, but on the candlestick and give a light in all that's in the house.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. So that's got something to do with your home.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. You're supposed to let your light shine to your family.
Amen.
And then he said, you set it on a hill.
Right.
For everybody around can see it. Amen. Amen. God didn't just save me to keep me out of hell. He left me here for a purpose, that I might get somebody, be used of the Lord as a tool to get somebody to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here in this story here, these fellows brought this one man to Jesus. I want to use that this morning on bringing one to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. First of all, this morning we see the many that hindered. They couldn't get in because of the press.
Right.
The many that hindered. You know, those that failed together hinder getting folks to Jesus. Not forsake the assembly of self together as a man of some is, exhorting one another even so much more as we see the day approaching.
Amen.
Bible said we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Mm-hmm. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. He that hateth his brother is a murderer. You know no murderer have eternal life about him.
Right.
Hereby perceive we the love of God because they laid down his life for us, ought to also lay down our life for our brother. Whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, shut up his bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God? Let us not love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen.
You know I tried to pastor church for 10 years, give up and went to jail. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. They won't walk out on you there, and you don't have to vote on anything. But the truth of the matter is, you know, folks, you know, they'll say, well, preacher, I love the Lord, but I don't care nothing about church. Well, you can't separate him and us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Somebody says that really means that they've never been born again.
Right.
I got saved on Sunday morning, 1974, on a Sunday morning. I walked in Fairview Bible Baptist Church at 11:30 on Sunday morning with hair down on my back, a pair of bell-bottom breeches on with patches on them, a T-shirt with a peace sign on it, needle tracks both my arms, smell of whiskey and beer on my breath, depressed on my way to hell. I didn't know what I was doing when I first got there, but to do now. But 15 after 12, I was blood washed, born to the Holy Ghost, sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise under the day of redemption. All my sins, past, present, possible sins, was all washed away in the blood of Christ. Amen. God gave me eternal life. I've been on my way to heaven ever since that day.
Amen.
I didn't know all that happened to me right then. But whatever I did know that happened to me that morning caused me to come back on Sunday night, for I knew it was a sin not to be there.
Amen.
James 4 said, for him to know to do good, do it not to him is sin. So it's a sin. Amen. When you know to do good, it's always good to be back on Sunday night. Amen. To encourage one another. Bible said he gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastor, teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, who all come to unity of faith, under the knowledge of the Son of God, under perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cleaving of men, by the cunning craftsmen, whereby the lying way deceived, speaking the truth and love, may go with him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ. God gave the gifts to the church. There's no apostle today. No prophets. Amen. That which is perfect is come. 66 books of this Bible. Anybody claims to be a prophet or an apostle is a false apostle, false prophet. We got 66 books of this King James Authorized Version Bible here. And we got the gifts of the church, an evangelist, pastor, teacher, to teach us how to rightly divide it, put it in its right place. Amen. Let us know what God done for us. Try to love one another and encourage one another. Amen.
amen, in this wicked world. Amen. Folks say, well, I love the Lord, but I don't love God's people. Amen. You can't have him come around you if you don't want to come around us. Amen. That's an impossibility. I might have picked the wrong mission, but I'm too far into it to get out of it now. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that fail together. Amen. God puts an automatic. It comes built in like headlights on a car. A love for God's people. Yes, amen. The God's people church used to make me nervous. They used to be able to get me to go at Christmas sometime because of bleeding the virgin birth. They get me to go at Easter. Amen. Because of bleeding the resurrection. I love my grandma. And they got me to go at homecoming. Y'all have homecoming here? Where you fry chicken, tater salad, pies, and cakes. Even a drunk could go for a free meal. Hallelujah. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So they put a chicken wing on the hook. And I'd go down there to eat that meal. Before you got to eat that meal, though, that preacher would hang you out over hell for about 45 minutes, make you feel like a sheep killing dog. When he got done preaching, I didn't want no chicken. I wanted out there. But faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's word was like a hammer. It broke up my hard heart, and he gave me the ability to believe that Jesus Christ died for my dirty sins. Thank God for the church. I like to gather, don't you? Amen. Those that fail together, they hinder getting people to Jesus. Those that falter in their giving, amen, they hinder people coming to the Lord. You know, you get saved, 1 Corinthians 3. He said, I fed you with milk and not meat, for hitherto you're not able, for are you not yet carnal and walk as men? Amen, you're just a baby in the Lord. You feed on the sincere milk of God's word. That's a built-in desire for a baby when he gets born. He has a built-in desire for milk. When you get born again, you have a built-in desire for the milk of God's word. Amen. You love them old songs that make you weep, make you feel good inside. The Holy Ghost, like a baby does when his mother holds it and feeds him that milk that he desires. But then, you know, you have to learn. Bible said in 1 John 2, you go from a little child, a little baby, to a little child. And then you go to a young man. And then you go to a father stage. So getting born again, amen, you have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. When I first got saved, I didn't know how God financed the ministry of the church. Amen. And there's a lot of Baptists still don't want to find out. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that right? Some of them believe the power company's got more electricity, know what to do with, and they funnel the excess juice over here to our churches. Ain't we having a time now? Amen. Amen. That's why they'll pay $1,000 for a TV satellite and put a dollar in an offering plate and then get up and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Ain't we having the time? Yes, hallelujah. I know the preacher ain't going to let me come back no more, but I'm going to preach this thing anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not trying to be mean, but you know, you learn something. I'd been such a bum because of drugs and alcohol. Didn't have no character, no integrity. Amen. Would lie to fulfill the lust of my flesh. They call it drug addiction. The Bible calls it lust of the flesh. Bible said first in James 1, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted evil, neither tempt any man, but every man is tempted, draw away of his own lust and entice, and will lust conceive it, bring it forth sin, sin when it's finished, bring it forth death. You know why people like drinking liquor? Because they like that. Their flesh likes it. You know why people like doing drugs? Because it makes them feel good. They call it addiction. The Bible calls it lust. Amen. And you know, I've lied and cheated and done everything to fulfill that lustful desire, but I got saved. When I got saved, I didn't know anything about the written word, but I had the author, the Holy Ghost. He's the one that brought me to a saving knowledge of Christ. He's the one that wooed me. He's the one that convicted me through the word of God. He's the one that gave me faith to believe and a desire to repent before I knew what repentance was. I got born again. The day I got saved, God filled my heart with a peace and joy, rolled the guilt and the shame of all that sin off of me. And I had the joy bells of heaven ringing in my heart. Amen. And the preacher preached a lot on the second coming. So I was looking up all the time, expecting the Lord to come. I owed everybody in the town, didn't know how I was going to pay them. Amen. And one day, you know, I went to the bank and repossessed my car right before I got saved because I didn't pay my bill. It wasn't my car, it was their car. Hadn't kept my end of the deal up. Amen. You got to pay them bad debts. One day, you know, had the joy of God in my heart. Couldn't find a job right then. And I went to the mailbox one day with the joy bells ringing in my heart. Got this letter out of the mailbox from the bank. Said, Mr. Epps, that car we repossessed, we sold it at auction and you owe us several $100s. And we want it. Amen. That's pretty much what they meant. Well, my first response was that, that'll be the day I pay for a car I don't have. But the Holy Ghost, I didn't know what the Bible said, like, no, oh, no man, nothing. I didn't know them verses. But I did have the author that wrote the book living in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit not being disrespectful, irreverent to him, kind of like headlights on the car. You don't order them extra. They come built in. This is going to miss you now, some of you. You know why you got headlights on the car? For you see in the dark. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because you keep you out of the ditches. Keep you in the middle of the road. And the Holy Ghost said, yeah, David, if you're going to have any testimony that you've really been born again in this town, and anybody's going to really believe you, you're going to have to go down at that bank and make that right with him. Well, that was a humbling experience and an embarrassing thing. And the men up there in town at the bank probably didn't believe me. But I said, hey, Mr. Green, I've gotten saved. And if you'll give me time, I'll pay that. I'm sure he's heard a lot of them stories. Probably didn't think I meant it. But I see Mr. Green now up there in town. He owns a restaurant, a real estate business. Hey, David, how you doing? You still preaching? Is the Lord, you see anybody say? I don't have to hide from Mr. Green. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you what, you get saved. That's instantaneous. Amen. Yes, right on the spot. He bursts you in his family. You're on your way to heaven. In the mind of God, you've never committed a sin. That's what he does for you. But if you've dug a deep hole living ungodly, it takes a long time to work your way out of that hole. I owed so many people in town where I lied to them, amen, and cheated them. Amen, it took me years to pay them. I'd go through the woods deer hunting, a tree limb hit me in the back. I said, I'll pay you Saturday. Hallelujah. But truth matter is, I'm trying to make a point here. You know, God saved me and changed me inside, and then he started working on the outside, and there's not a bank in Morristown where I live that I can't go and get anything I need any day of the week. I'm not boasting about what I've done. I'm talking about what God does when he saves you. Well, I got saved. I went and got me a job. That's not a cuss word. A job. Amen. And I went to work. Bible said, let every man bear his own burden. I've been living freeloading off my grandparents for years. They gave me a bed to sleep in, a bowl of beans. Keep me from sleeping in a mission house or in a ditch somewhere. And I got saved and I got me a job. And as I prospered during the week, I found out at church. Bible said we become peculiar people. So I started going to church, Sunday school. Amen. I found out through Sunday school and the teaching of God's word, God required 1/10, at least 1/10 of my gross income. That's not my money. That's his money. You ain't give nothing until you give more than that. That belongs to him. So I prospered during the week. I laid it aside. I knew how much I was going to make on the first day of the week. That's Sunday. I brought it to God's storehouse. Come in, because I've become a peculiar person. I'm doing all right here. Some of y'all look like you're in the dentist office right now. I'm not really teeth. Amen. I come to Sunday school. You sit down, and you're peculiar. They have two or three songs, a prayer, pass an offering, lay around, get 10%, no less than 10% of your gross income after you've been properly instructed how God finances work. Amen. We don't send out handkerchiefs with some kind of super duper healing all on them. Amen. If you're that gullible, I got something on this. I sold it to you for $2. It won't heal you. You probably have to get some antibiotics to get over it. I'll let you have it. Hallelujah. But the truth matter is, you sit there, two or three songs of prayer, Pastor Albert played. Amen. Then turn the Sunday school teacher loose on you most time. He's roughing the preacher. Talk to you like a dog for about 30, 40 minutes. And you sit there laughing and grinning like them two. Y'all get saved. You get in on it. Say, hallelujah. This is wonderful.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing all right?
Yes, Hallelujah.
About 10 minutes, 11, 12. I ring a bell, blow a buzzer, let you go out back, smoke with the deacon about 10 minutes. Give you a little smoke break. Yeah. Those Baptist churches did back then. I get to heaven and find out it wasn't such a bad thing. Sip a little wine, smoke a cigar. I'm whooping some of you Baptist preachers. Hallelujah. Some of you need to grin. That'd help me right here. Amen. Come back in 11 o'clock. God just gave everything you had during Sunday school. Yep. Well, they're going to do that again. Right. Two or three more songs, another prayer, pass the offering plate, catch them and lay it out of Sunday school, and then and get a tenth out of them and squeeze a little offering out of you, and then turn a nut like me loose on you. Hallelujah. Set there grinning like you don't want to say amen in here. Hallelujah. And set there grinning like you say, praise God, that's right. Amen. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
That's where it is. Amen. Right. I believe that's right. I don't know how I got on all that. It's all right anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said he'd open up the windows of heaven.
Yes. Absolutely.
Amen. Oh, how the blessing could hold.
Amen.
I'm not a naming, claiming prosperity. I'm not on TBN with them crooks. I'm a Baptist preacher.
Amen.
I'm a doer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I tell you what, you may not drive no Mercedes, and you may not have a pocket full of money, but I guarantee you start honoring the Lord with the first fruit you'll increase.
Yes.
The meal barrel may get low. Cruise oil may get low,
yes,
and I guarantee you, there'll always be enough there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that's so. Amen. I believe that's so.
Right.
Hallelujah. I've experienced. I know it works. I know it works. Amen.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I told you that wouldn't work. y'all not made me say all that. I told you it wouldn't. Hey, amen. Bible said giving, it should be given unto you.
Yes.
Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give into your bosom. Amen. With the same measure you meet, whether you shall be measured to you again.
Yep.
Bible said over Corinthians, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully.
Amen.
You reap what you sow. You sow from the heart, the right motive.
Amen.
For the glory of God, I guarantee you, you won't be able to go get what you get from all that with a pickup truck.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's right. Well, amen. It ain't that late. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We still got an hour and 15 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, with those that fail in their together, those that falter in their giving, those that faint in their going, they hinder. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Right.
Amen. So, amen. Sometimes, you know, you try to witness the folks and try to get somebody to come to church, you get weary sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure all them people that prayed for me and witnessed to me, they probably didn't ever think I was going to get in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But they didn't quit.
Amen.
They didn't faint in their going. Jesus didn't faint his going.
Right.
Mark chapter 4, he got them disciples on the ship. Amen. Told him he's going the other side. Went down in that ship, went to sleep. Amen. Went to sleep. Storm blew up. Amen. And the Lord was asleep. Those disciples thought they was going under. Amen. That storm didn't shake the Lord up. Didn't even wake him up. Amen. And then when he got done stopping that storm and calming that sea and bringing peace, the Bible said that they, in Mark chapter 5, they landed on the beach over there. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus sailed a stormy sea
after
one nude dude in a rude mood.
That's,
that's what he'd be, wasn't he? The whole boat ride with them disciples and that fearful experience I had was to reach that
one.
I believe he was a Baptist before he ever got right because he was naked. Bible said he wore no clothes. You know, that's the condition you and I was in before we got saved. Had no covering for our sin. Bible said he lived among the tombs.
Yep.
Yeah. Hung around dead people. And you had the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible said they'd band him with fetters and bands. They'd lock him up.
Yep.
He'd break those bands. He'd make parole. Or, amen.
Right.
In our day and time, they'd say he has a chemical imbalance.
Oh, yeah.
I know I didn't have to have no doctor. I've been out of balance all my life. I'm not against taking a little medication to help your nerves. If mine get any worse, I'm going to find me something. Hallelujah. I don't take dope. Christians don't take dope. We take medication. Sinners take dope. We take medication. Same stuff. But you have a legal prescription for it, pretty much how it is. They know what to do with that old boy. He cried like a pack of hyenas. He's full of the devil. You could hear him in the mountains screaming. I've been over there where he lived. I've been to that part of the world. Everybody's afraid of him. He make crime beat. He'd be in the local paper every weekend. Crime beat.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, man, this is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord sailed that stormy sea after
did.
That one nude dude
yes,
in a rude mood.
Yes.
That's right. The Bible said that Jesus cast the devils out of him.
Yep. Yes.
And he found him sitting, clothed in his right mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sitting. Jesus said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Mm-hmm. He needed rest. He's full of the devil. And he was resting at the feet of Jesus. Clothed. God covered his nakedness, covered him with his righteousness.
Amen.
Put him in his right mind.
Amen.
The reason I was so crazy about then, I wasn't in the right mind.
That's
you
right.
Get saved, you get in your right mind.
Yep.
Yes.
Let this
Amen.
Mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. You get
yep.
try to get the mind of Christ through the Word of God.
Yes.
Setting, he found rest and peace, clothed in his right mind. First thing he wanted to do is follow the Lord.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Folks get saved, first thing you want to do, follow the Lord.
Yep.
Am I bored? Some of y'all, I don't want to be bored. I hate being bored. I'd rather be mad. It's bored. When you make
Amen.
Me mad, I might come back. But if you bore me, I ain't coming back. I'm about to quit. I swear. The Bible said he wanted to go to the Lord. The Lord said, no, you go home. You go show. He said, one place you won't show. I think Mark 8, you go tell, and Mark 5, maybe go show, or vice versa.
Yep.
Well done is better than well said.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Bible said he went and published it in the Decapolis.
Yep.
Yes.
That means 10 cities. Somebody told me, and most of our footnotes are, if you're Hebrew and Greek, I can't hardly understand English. I don't even know all that Hebrew and Greek. I just simply.
Amen.
10 cities. How did he get there? You ever think about it? This is my own thing. How did he get there? 10 cities.
Yep.
He got the credit for going to 10 cities
That's right.
and telling what the Lord done, showing what
Amen.
The Lord done. How in the world did he get there? He didn't have a car, he didn't have no clothes. He didn't have a camel. He had nothing.
That's right.
How'd he get there? Maybe he didn't go to all of them. Maybe he just got the credit going for it. My grandma, she's in heaven. She's in heaven this morning.
Amen.
She passed away. She's 93. Wow. Took care of herself up to about a week or two before she passed. Had a stroke. Cotton-headed woman. We're dressed down here.
Amen.
Them little sock things that they were. And she walked like kind of like that right now. You know, walking like that this morning.
Amen.
She couldn't read or write. My grandma couldn't read or write. She was illiterate. She wasn't ignorant. She was illiterate.
Amen.
Some of the most ignorant people I know go to this college over here.
Get there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You go over and get a PhD in stupidity.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
You believe in evolution.
Yes.
You're not born that stupid.
That's right.
Amen.
If you go get educated, be that ignorant.
That's right. Amen.
Now I'm not knocking school. My boy graduated from that school. They try to teach that trash. You know, like 500 billion years ago, there was a big bang. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You know what happened yesterday. Too much hooch.
That's
They're crazy, ain't you?
Amen.
My mom, you could never told her that. She didn't know how to read. My mom got saved. Her and my grandpa got saved. Quit making moonshine liquor. Quit making moonshine liquor. She couldn't read that Bible. You couldn't take her down the wrong road. It's all Hebrew Greek to her. If you didn't know her name, and I take her Social Security check, it was about chicken scratching. She could not ride. She never got the privilege to go to school.
Yes.
She got saved. She loved me.
Amen. Amen.
When I was so vile, she loved me.
Amen.
Me and my wife went in a couple of hours before she passed. Had her tied to the bed. Had her hands tied and her feet tied. She was delirious. I reached over and got her by the knee. And I said, Ma, you know who this is? She raised up in the bed and said, sure, I know who this is. That's you, David.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll take me home, won't you?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A couple of hours later, the Lord told me about
that.
Amen.
She's the one who taught me in going to church at Christmas.
Yeah.
I said, Ma, I got nothing decent to wear. Because I wore my old hippie clothes, you know, just looked as stupid as you could to fit in with the crowd.
Yeah.
She said, I'll buy a new pair of britches, new shirt, boy, you go to meet women.
Amen.
That church didn't care what I dressed like. She thought that's the only thing keeping you from hearing the word of God. You go out the highways and ahead, you compel them to come in my house.
Yes.
Good. My mom knew the principle, but she didn't know the verse. But she knew
Amen.
The
Amen.
Yes.
I'd go. Then Easter come around. And she said, hey, boys, Easter. The same thing. Homecoming. She said, they're frying chicken down there. Fried cake. She said, I mean, they, you know how they do. They go all out. I mean, that's a good time. Don't be critical, folks. Just come in time of year.
Amen,
that's
sir.
A good time. You can get them come at Christmas.
Yes, sir.
They don't come all the time. You can get them come at Easter.
Yeah.
You can get them come to meals like that.
Yes,
so don't be critical of them.
No.
Usually that's bait.
Mm-hmm.
Faith come here and get the word of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Have you tried to get anybody to come with you?
Yes.
Have you went out of your way? Jesus sailed a stormy sea after one move did and the move done. I'm all. I see that old boy now. Maybe he didn't go to all them places. Mm-hmm. He got saved.
Amen.
That old demonic fella. Here he goes back to town where he's from. And maybe one of his old news running buddies was standing at the city
yes.
gate. Still naked in his sin. And he heard somebody coming up the road and he could see him. The old boy had a Bible under his arm and had his clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Singing. Mm-hmm. Shackled by a heavy
Amen.
Meet the load of guilt and shame.
Amen.
Yes. Then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Yes.
And now
Amen.
I'm no longer the same.
Amen.
He touched me.
Amen.
Oh, he touched
That's
me.
Right.
And all the joy that floods my soul.
Amen.
Something
yes.
happened. And now I know he touched me and made me. That old boy that's standing there at the gate said, man, where you been? What has happened to you? Let me tell you who I met down at the beach. By the way, that's where most people get naked in.
That's right.
How am I doing there?
Yeah.
He said, I met the Lord down there, and he told that old boy how God done it for him, and that old boy got so excited he got saved.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
And then them two told two more, that's four. Them four told eight, them eight told 16,
yeah.
16, 32, 32, 64. That's as far as I went to school. What did he do? He started just one person.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He sailed a stormy sea after one new dude. Movement. I'm quitting right here. My grandma, I can see her now. You know, we believe in the rapture. I trust you believe in the rapture. And the Lord's coming to get us saved in the air. Amen. We're going to be snatched out of here. If you're in the grave, you're going to resurrect with a new body. If you're alive, you're going to be chained the moment between the eye.
Amen.
Amen. Faster than you blink an eye, you go right up to the roof. If it happens right now,
yes.
go right up to the rest of this building, new glorified body.
Amen.
To meet the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
resurrected saints, somewhere in the heaven.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to appear at the judgment seat of Christ.
Yes.
Not going to give account for our sins. Christ paid our sin debt at Calvary,
yes.
made sin for us, that we might be made the right God in Him. God, saint, we don't have to worry about being condemned as a guilty sinner no more.
Amen.
But we're going to be dealt with there of what we've done with Jesus since we met Him.
Amen.
We built on gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble. Every man's work should be made manifest for the day should perhaps be revealed by fire. Fire shall have a man's work whatsoever. If any man's work shall abide, which you built there on, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer law himself. He saved yet, so is the fire. Is that right? Can I get an
yes.
amen out of
amen.
That? I worked hard on that. Hallelujah. Multiple millions of people gathered, saved people from all over the world down through centuries. God on His throne, the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Here now, Moses, would you step forward, please? I see here, Moses, where you put up with 2 to 3 million people wandering in the world, always murmuring, complaining about everything, bad mouthing everything you did.
Amen.
And you stuck with them.
Yep.
Great shall be thy reward. Joshua, I see here where you was a good right-hand man, and you led the children of Israel over into the Canaan land.
Yes.
Great shall be thy reward.
Yes.
Elijah, I see here where you was faithful, pray fire down
Amen.
Out of heaven and destroy Amen. The prophets of Baal and that altar, and then obey the Lord and cut their prophets up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then Apostle Paul, I see here where you... You wrote 13, most likely 14 books of the New Testament Bible.
Yes.
When you got saved, you quit killing Christians and become a martyred Christian.
Yes.
Amen.
Great shall be thy reward.
Mm.
Simon Peter, I see here, step forward please. I see here where you was crucified upside down because you felt unworthy to be crucified like me.
Amen.
Myrtle Jefferson, will you step forward please? I see her, the best I can think. Still a white-headed lady. My mind, she's still... With her head on.
Amen.
I see here, Myrtle. I see here, Myrtle, 1 year, you was 50 different penitentiaries in 1 year. Oh, no, Lord. It must be a mistake. I don't even know how to drive. When my man died, I died. I've become a prisoner in my own home. When my man died, I see here in Myrtle, where he's down in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Amen.
Northside Baptist Church. Oh, no, Lord God, amen. Don't call him, you priest.
Amen.
I see here in Myrtle, where he's in Mexico one time.
Amen.
Trying to win Mexicans, and you couldn't even speak Spanish. Down there in that prison, waiting in that mud, with guards all around with machine guns. Oh, no, Lord. It must be a mistake.
Amen.
Amen.
I've never been out of harness. And my man died. I didn't ever hardly get out of the county. I had a hard time getting somebody to take me to the bank because it wasn't finding time.
Oh, yeah, you know that one grandson you love so much.
Yeah.
And everybody else thought was nothing but trash.
Amen.
You know the one that when he'd come in at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'd be in there praying. When he'd come in, you'd go to bed, you'd be praying, God, don't let him get healed. He's going to hell.
Amen.
One sorry grandson. Everywhere he's been, you've been.
Amen.
Everything he's done, you get a part of that.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe that's so, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Just one. You don't ever know who you're going to reach, what they might do.
Amen.
Just one.
Amen.
Maybe that might be our goal this Christmas, if somebody comes. Amen. Or at least this coming year. Can't win 3,000, 5,000, but if everyone would just get one,
sweet.
Take them out to eat, bribe them.
Amen.
I buy steak dinner, you go to church with me. You don't have the money to do it, you call me, I'll send you the money. Get them in here. I'm the preacher of God. I'm done. I hope it's been a blessing.
Amen.
I'm not scolding you. I have a hard time with a one-on-one witness. I can go preach in these prisons with all these cutthroats and all these crazy people. Easier than I can confront somebody one-on-one out here on the street.
Yeah.
But sometimes the Holy Ghost will nudge my heart. I have a neighbor right up the street. The Spirit of God gives me the privilege of witnessing him and him coming to a meeting where I preach. He got marvelous to say.
Amen.
Every now and then. God, you come, preacher. I'm done.